Numerical results are no justification for being unfaithful to the message, but neither can we use faithfulness as an excuse for being ineffective. Churches that have few or no conversions often attempt to justify their ineffectiveness with the statement, "God has not called us to be successful. He has just called us to be faithful." I strongly disagree, because the Bible clearly teaches that God expects both. The sticking point is how you define the term successful and faithful. I define being successful as fulfilling the Great Commission. Jesus has given the church a job to do. We will either succeed or fail at it. Using this definition, every church should want to be successful. What's the alternative? The opposite of success is not faithfulness, but failure. Any church that is not obeying the Great Commission is failing its purpose, no matter what else it does. What is faithfulness? Usually we define it in terms of beliefs. We think that by holding orthodox beliefs, we are fulfilling Christ's command to be faithful. We call ourselves defenders of the faith. But Jesus meant far more than adherence to beliefs when he used the term. He defined faithfulness in terms of behavior, a willingness to take risks that require faith in order to be fruitful. The clearest example of this is the parable of the talents in Matthew 25. The two men who doubled the talents the master gave them were called good and faithful servants. In other words, they proved their faithfulness by taking risks that produced fruit. They were successful at the task they had been assigned, and they were rewarded for it by the master. The passive, fearful servant who did nothing with the talent he was given produced no results for the master because he would not take a risk. He was called wicked and lazy, in contrast to the two men called faithful for producing results. The point of the story is clear.